Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Justice family up, and they're singing a song now entitled, Then We'll Be Glad We Live for Jesus. I know it's going to be a blessing to you. Hope you're get ready to go to the house of God tonight and support your church. Amen. Here's the Justice family singing that.
When we've traveled our last mile and he says, come in my child, then we'll be glad.
Then we'll be glad we've lived for Jesus.
When the book is open wide and our name is found inside, then we'll be
the Justice family, when we'll be glad we live for him. Amen. One of these days when it's all said and done, all these troubles, all these trials, all of it's going to be over one of these days, and we're going to be at home with the Lord Jesus Christ for all of eternity. I tell you, friend, we're going to be glad that we live for Jesus. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church where R.R. Davina is preaching on John chapter number 10. And we've been, this is a continuation of the messages we've been preaching this week. And this is part number 3 of the message. And I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today. I tell you, he's doing a good job on this John chapter number 10. We're going now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
And so not only we see the portrayal that Jesus Christ is presenting here, the protection of in Christ, but I want you to notice here lastly, and notice the provisions in Christ, amen. Notice the provisions in Christ on this latter part of this verse number 9. The Bible says, shall go in and out and find pasture. Wow. What a great promise from God, isn't that right? What a great statement that Jesus Christ presents here. Not only that we get to enjoy the benefits of salvation, but we get to enjoy that we can go in and out. I don't know any other religion other than that, you know. But having that relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ, amen. You see, my friend, there are two wonderful provisions in Christ here. I want you to notice here the freedom that I'm talking about, where the Bible says, shall go in and out, amen. What kind of freedom is that? You see, my friend, I was thinking about freedom, and I appreciate our soldiers who gave their lives to this country on this Memorial Day. A lot of people in this world, a lot of people in America, they cook out, and that's good. But in reality, the reason why that we get to celebrate and we get to be here in this country is because of our fallen soldiers and our veterans. Isn't that right? I'm pro-soldier, amen. I'm pro-military. And can I just say to you, my friend, if not for them, then we would be speaking German right now. We would be speaking Japanese right now. Isn't that right? And so I want to say that I want to thank God for America, that God sent out missionaries over and over again in this country. I want to thank God for America while we were in shambles there in the Philippines, fighting the Japanese, you know, that General MacArthur came and promised and made that promise, and he fulfilled that promise. But I'm glad to report to you one day, my friend, that God, Jesus Christ, will fulfill his promise also, that he will come again to those who will believe in him, amen, to those who believe in him and will have that crown of righteousness. Love that appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. The Bible says freedom shall go in and out. Satan tries to make Christianity look so restrictive, and I believe that for a fact. When I got saved, you know, once you get saved, you have to abide by these rules and regulations. And can I just say that it's good for you? It's good for you. Amen. Satan tries to make Christianity look so restrictive. He would have people believe that to come to Christ is to be shackled. You can't do this or you can't do that. That's his accusation. But it is sin that enslaves and compels the sinner to a life of corruption. You see, my friend, that statement shall go in and out is not a language of restriction. Amen. But the life of freedom, that's freedom right there. If you can go in and out, that's freedom. That's not restrictive. Amen. And so can I say to you, friend, that true freedom comes in Christ and not in corruption. Amen. If you think Christianity is primarily about obeying rules and regulations, you're wrong, my friend. Christianity is about joy. God made us to enjoy him and this world and his word. Amen. And can I just testify to you, my friend, we can fellowship in Christ Jesus, not having to feel that restriction, amen? To be in Christ is to enjoy the salvation. Jesus is the only door that opens the peace and security, amen? He is the only door that allows the sheep to go in and out. I don't know any other religion, that all these religions, that they will, you'll be shackled to them, you know? They'll try to get all your money, you know? They'll try to get your works and all those things. But I'm glad to report to you, my friend, in Christ Jesus, we can have freedom. Can I say, if a man could go in and out without difficulty or danger, it meant that he was safe and secure. Amen. It meant that he is secured. Jesus brings to the believers safety and security and peace. The Bible says in John chapter number 14, verse number 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. You see, my friend, Jesus was fixing to die on that passage in several chapters later. The disciples and the apostles, you know, they were kind of feeling down and depressed, but Jesus said, hold on just a moment, don't be depressed and don't be sad. I'll bring in the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will make you remember of who I am. And that's what the Holy Ghost does. He exalts the Jesus Christ, amen. He exalts Christ, and that's his ministry. He's a Comforter, my friend. And so I'm glad to report to you this evening that I have the Comforter, the Holy Ghost that dwells in me. The body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so in 2 Timothy chapter number 1, verse number 12, for which the cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. And as the songwriter says, I know not why God's wondrous grace to me he hath made known, nor why unworthy Christ in love redeemed me for his own. But I know whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ allows us to go in and out? Aren't you glad that Jesus Christ, he gives us freedom and liberty? Jesus Christ gives us the peace that passeth all understanding. Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so not only I find here the freedom, but I want you to see here also the food. Now, we are a bunch of Baptists and we love food. Isn't that right? Somebody say amen. Can I get a witness right there? The Bible says in the passage there on the latter part in verse number 9, and find pasture. Now, a lot of us here in the mountains, we have a bunch of goats and a bunch of sheep. I remember my pastor, he talks about his sheep all the time, his lamb, Benjamin. And he loves getting all those illustrations in the farm and getting all those sermon in the farm and teaching him to live Christian life. But the Bible says food here and find pasture. This is satisfaction that I'm talking about. Christ provides adequately for his sheep. Amen. Aren't you glad that there's a bunch of bale of hay? Amen. A bill of hell. Can I say to you, friend, that he allows us to enjoy his provisions and all his blessings in Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Every time you see Christ Jesus in the scriptures, it speaks of grace. Amen. It speaks of that. In Psalm chapter number 23, verse number 1 and 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm glad to report to you, my friend, this evening that Jesus Christ provides for us, and Jesus Christ provided that camp so that we can minister to those lost teenagers and tell them about Jesus Christ, that there is hope in him, that there is assurance in the Lord, that there is salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, my friend, that sin does not satisfy. It starves the sinner and leaves him like the prodigal son in the book of Luke chapter number 15. And he was empty and famished, you know. But I'm glad to report to you that that father, he didn't go find his son. He weren't going and searching for his son. You know what he did? He stayed, amen. He stayed at the house and prayed for his son. But in Christ, there is pasture, amen. Christ will not leave you empty. Christ will not leave you starving, amen. You will always go out the table. You will always go out the door, not hungry, but full of his blessings, amen. As you fellowship in his word, as you try to absorb all that nourishment in this God's word, amen.
Well, that's about all the time that we have for the broadcast today. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be looking back again tomorrow as Brother R.R. finishes up on John chapter number 10. Tune in tomorrow at the same time for the Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.